B-Pod Studios.
Ahoy! Yes, sir. Is this you, Eddie? Eddie Taylor? Eddie, what can I do you for, buddy? What's going on?
Well, yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Looky here.
Look, are you telling me looky here?
Yeah, sir.
Okay, looky. All right, looky here. I wish you wouldn't say that. It hits a raw nerve with me, that looky here, Eddie. That's so...
Well, sir, I do apologize.
That's all right.
For that. I'm just a little bit flummoxed.
I'm sure I can help you on that one. Don't you have anybody that a friend of yours that you go palling around with? Anybody that you watch the football games with that when you're flummoxed or you're in a pickle or something like that that you can talk to? It seems like I might be like your best friend.
Well, sir. Let me put it to you this way.
Yes, sir.
Now, I fancy myself a city mouse, but I used to be a country mouse.
All right.
My little mice friends still live in the country.
I see.
But I live in the city.
Right, of Dunbar. Where you practice law and you call home.
Yes, sir. And Lord of mercy, I get powerful homesick sometimes.
Where's home, Eddie, growing up? Where was home?
Well, Lord of mercy, I just done told you, Mr. Stan, in the country.
Where did you grow up in the South? Did you grow up in the North?
Yes, sir.
You and grew up in the South?
The Sticks.
The Sticks. Did you grow up in the state of Florida?
Oh, yes, sir.
Okay, so you're a Florida boy.
Yeah, yes, sir.
Okay, but you live in the city now. You're a city mouse.
Yeah, yes,
okay,
sir.
Yes, all right. So
I remember the story about the city mouse and the country mouse.
Yep. We all remember that. Eddie.
And I get reminded of it awful lot. When Ms. Williams goes, sit your country ass down.
Now you're flummoxed. What's wrong, Eddie? I'm always here for you.
Yes, sir. Thanks you so much for reminding me.
Yep.
What time is it?
What time is it? It's about about 4:45. Why?
You positive?
I got a clock in front of me, and I got a digital clock. I got a dial one. I got a digital one. And maybe it's time for you to get your together.
Well,
why? What do you mean? What time it is? Don't you wear a wristwatch?
Well, yes, sir.
Okay.
But, seems like the time been off lately.
We just had, look, let me ask you something. First of all, you're an attorney. You're a man. You probably have a very expensive watch, like a gold Rolex or, maybe a Tag Heuer, one of those an Omega. What kind of watch you wear?
Well, I never give it much thought.
Casio, Timex. we fell back, Eddie. What? Don't you understand daylight savings?
You hurt your back?
I didn't hurt my back. I didn't hurt.
You fell down, hurt your back?
No. What time is it on your Casio watch?
Well, according to my watch, it's 5:45.
Quarter to six? Eddie, you know, do you remember when you were little, when you were the country mouse
And you're a lot little.
Uh-huh. And
you're a lot little.
And your mama told you how to tell time with the big hand and the little hand. And when you're out in when you were out in the country and springtime came and you got to spring forward the clock. So mama would take the clock on the mantle and she'd turn that dial forward and suddenly we lost an hour. And then when fall comes, you fall back and mama would take that clock and bring it back 1 hour. You never fixed your cheap ass watch. What? Take your wristwatch off right now. It off.
I don't generally take my watch off. I likes to know what time it is.
I'm trying to set the watch at the time that you're supposed to be having it set at.
Well, yes, sir.
You know what? Last week it was bright and daylight. Now you notice the kind of like the sun's going down now? How'd that happen?
Well,
it's because we fell back. You got on your watch. I'm looking at my watch right now. You got a crown on your watch.
Normally around this time, around quarter to six, it get a little bit dark, but don't get real dark till around seven.
Okay. That was last week. Now, look, you got a crown on your watch.
No, sir.
Why is this? Can't you set your own watch?
It's just a plain watch. It don't have a crown on it.
A crown. You know, the little... stare at your watch. Damn it. Stare at your watch, Eddie.
Yes, sir.
Now, you're looking at the dial of your watch?
Yes, sir.
What is just to the right at the 3 o'clock, right by the number 3, what is there? You see that little, almost looks like a little button?
Yes, sir. There's a 3 right there.
And next to it's a little button. They call that a crown. The crown?
Well, I always called it a button.
That's the same thing, a button. You pinch it, and it pulls it out.
You pulls it?
Pull the crown out. It should go click, 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 click.
No, sir.
What's it do?
I went and tried to pull at it, but it went pressed in, and now it's just blinking.
Do you have a digital watch? Do you have a dial?
Well,
a dial or a digital? It's just blinking. Look, how old is this watch?
Well, you can use it as a kitchen timer. I know how to do that.
All right, you know.
Look,
don't tell me to looky here again, Eddie. Take that button and press it in then. Press the button in, and when you press it in once, the 4 should be flashing.
Oh, Lord of mercy. Now it's saying it's 6:50.
It's not. We want to get it to 5:50. 5:50.
Is that the real time?
That's the real time. I've been trying to, for the last 5 minutes now, I've been trying to explain to you how to set your GD watch. Now, if you're telling me you're that thick and stupid that you can't set a damn wristwatch, what is wrong with you?
Well, sir, it ain't a GD watch. It's a Casio. And, sir, if it was just a matter of setting my own wristwatch, I could do that.
Okay. We're discussing?
Well, I just needed to know what the real time is because there's all kind of clock around the house. And all of them say different times and not just the hours. Miss William have a habit where she like to have some clock that run too fast to make her go to church earlier and stuff. And
right, they set it 15 minutes ahead. Look.
Then she got other clock that's sent backwards so she relax or something. They all shows different times. And then with it getting dark, I didn't know what time it was nowhere, no how. And some of them is showing the right time. Some of them showing the fake time from last week. And some of them got nothing to do with neither. I'm in the Twilight Zone.
Look, I'm going to tell you right now, Eddie, you've just told me you know how to set your watch. You know,
yes,
you know that your Casio watch, your Indiglo, is set at your time, and I am telling you that the exact time right now to set your wrist watch. Don't worry about Sarita 15 minutes early, 15 minutes late, so that she can get to church on time or the beauty shop. Why don't you set your dumbass cheap watch to 7 minutes before 5 o'clock? So if you have a digital watch, that would be 4:53.
Okay.
4:53. Can you tell that time?
Well, I got to stop it at the right time. I got it now.
What do you got on your watch? Yeah.
4:54 a.m.
Not a.m., p.m. It's nighttime. Do you know what a.m. or p.m.? You got it. You it's set for morning. You got to advance it to p.m. Well, you're at a spot right now where it's like a long way before each one. You just hold your finger on the thing.
It's showing the right time now, so I'm not worried about it.
What time's it say?
4:54 a.m.
P.M.
I guess I figured that out. I had, I need to know if one of the kids is making monkey shines with me. This little boy, Malcolm.
Yeah, that's one of Serena's boys. Been messing with your watch, has he?
Yes, sir. We were talking about the way the clock's supposed to go forwards and backwards.
That's what I'm telling you. Spring forward, fall back.
But he say that toilets flush backwards in Austria.
Are you planning anything special?
Well, I'm glad you asked that, Faye. I was wondering how we were going to get into this little Fespic epic, one that's guaranteed to set radio back a good 10 years. A little music.
Southwest Florida, sure have a wonderful time. I feel as high as that Australian pine. Now I'm sweating my friggin' ass off in that Southwest Florida heat, but I'm loving all the people that I get to meet. You got to tune your radio on, now listen to me. We got that powerful stuff that'll knock you off. Fort Myers, all the radios are on. All over Southwest Florida, you know it can't be wrong. From Marco to Fort Charlotte, they all heard the news. They say 2 o'clock, time to light the fuse. Stand and hate it. Stand and hate it. Stand and hate it all afternoon. The best in local radio that there's ever been. Show is so damn good, it makes the Pope want to sin. The fell out to the beaches, people laugh out loud. Got the show that draws flies and a bit of a crowd. Stand and hit it. Stand and hit it. Stand and hit it all afternoon. life. Listen to us once, then you're gonna listen twice. Got up way too damn early for too damn long. Back in the afternoon.
America and Southwest Florida. As for Stan and Haney, unfortunately, their problems remain much the same.
Lycanin, Percocet, Oxycontin.
Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, right. Everybody, how are you? Stan and Haney, I live in strange times. Snowbirds are back in town. I got to tell you very quickly. What happened to me last night?
Now, you are, when it comes to snowbirds, you're like our early warning system because you live amongst them.
Yeah, I'm 57, and I'm the youngest still.
And since you were in your 30s, you chose...
home last night. Now, as you know, with the daylight savings time, it's dark when we're getting home.
Which is pathetic.
You're getting home at night. And it's only, you know...
There ought to be a law.
6:20 by the time I pull into my driveway. So I live in this, and I'm going to set the record straight. Yes, it's an elderly community, but there is no restrictions. There are a couple of young people that live there, but most of them are just staying at grandma's place when she's not there.
And the people that you have befriended, they don't last long because they expire.
I've been there for about 14 years.
It's not good to make friends there.
I can make a list of people that have dropped dead.
Mm-hmm.
And whenever there's an ambulance pulling to that place, you know another one's gone down.
And you know you're not the only one that thinks that.
Oh, I know.
They all know.
Oh, sure. They all go to their windows or they
walk. Who do you think it is?
Who do you think it is? Is it Helen?
Do you think this is the big one or just a broken hip?
So, I come home last night. After a long day's work, getting ready, I want to go have some dinner and relax. And so I see two parking spots down from me, another elderly couple arriving. They're new. They must have bought a condo there to retire.
Now, are they fresh from the airport, or are they U-hauled up?
I have no idea. He's getting a few things out of his car. I just saw him. But he was getting a few things out of his car, and previous years, this is totally new to me, this guy. He's got a ball cap on, he's got a white goatee, he's hunched over, old.
So fits right in.
Yes.
That's a guy that could rob that place blind, because nobody had ever bat an eye at him.
Nope. True. So I'm a pack, and I grab my cell phone. And I walked to the mailbox. You know, you got one of those key mailboxes where they're all together. And I go and get my mail out of it. And he walks by me. Doesn't say anything. Well, says hello. And I said, oh, crap, I forgot something in my car. I had to go back out to my car, unlock it, and get the stuff out of my car. So I had to go back to my car a second time. I'm walking now to the stairs to go up to... my condo, and he comes by me again. Now, keep in mind, I've got my backpack, and I don't have it slung over my shoulder. I'm holding the backpack with the handle, and I've got my cell phone and a few other things I had to get out of the car. So I walk by him a second time. Hey, what you delivering? And I didn't know he was talking to me. He was right behind me.
And what are you carrying?
My backpack. My work backpack.
Uh-huh.
My phone. And a couple of other pieces of paper that I had left in the visor that I had to go back for. Hey, what you delivering? And I look over and I'm, what? What you delivering? I said, I'm not delivering anything.
You should have put on a lisp and then put your pinky to your lip and go, satisfaction.
Yeah. Oh, the other thing I know, because I had the Ron John shirt on, and it had the little Ron John's label on there.
Oh, the one that the bird crapped on?
Yes.
Yeah, that's a nice shirt.
So, thanks. So, what you delivering? I'm not delivering anything. Well, it looks like you could be carrying some pizzas. You deliver here?
Oh,
Which place are you from? And he looks at my shirt that has the Ron John's logo on it. Huh?
Got the pizza place?
Huh? Never heard of that before. You got something in the... What do you, I said, I'm not... I live here. Oh, you live here? And I'm about ready to, like, a trip hammer.
Oh, I can imagine. You've already... What? Congratulations, you've already made it farther than I would have.
What am I delivering? Well, you got something in that sack of yours there, don't you? What do you deliver? And he's looking at the shirt. I said, I live here. Huh? And he walks away from me. And I'm going up the stairs, and I can hear him walking down the hall, mumbling to himself.
Geez, you can't even ask where something's coming from or anything around here. I don't know about this place. But...
And he's walking down the So I walk in the house. My wife's in the house. She goes, what's the matter with you? Evidently, I'm some delivery guy.
Yep. Well, welcome to Florida. I'm Stan. How may I help you?
What you delivering there? Get out of my face. Get out of my face.
I had to think for a second what shirt I'm wearing and what he would have made of that.
Yeah, no, well, yeah, you're the Power and Light guy.
Yep.
You got an AC/DC shirt on. Power and Light guy.
Say, how long does it take to get a unit hooked up around here?
What are you...
Yeah. What the hell are you talking about?
What is, again?
Well, you got a lightning bolt on your chest, aren't you, with the power company?
It's the mentality of the senior who thinks everything should be catered to him. Well, you must be the power company. Well, you must be food delivery around here. No, it's not all about you, old man. Other people, he was...
Either that or is he just thinking he's making small talk?
No, he thought I was delivering something, and I think...
So you were providing a service, and he wanted in.
And he wanted in. Wanted to know what I was delivering. Delivering nothing. See, I'll show you with my back.
Doesn't that feel good, Stan, that he looked at you like you were some punk kid?
I said, you know what? You got to be about 80. They're back.
So you are a kid to him.
Yeah. What you delivered? Get out of my face.
Yeah, man. Let's go with it. Let's get all rebellious. Old man, you don't tell me what to do.
Don't tell me how to live.
You want me to come over and skate?
Yeah.
He says he's a regular caller and he wanted to talk about
What is this? What is this?
He says he's a regular caller and he wanted to talk about the term boomer.
Is his name Tom?
No, yeah. It is not Tom from Melbourne.
Okay, boomer, what's up?
Are you talking to me?
All right, we're going to take a break. Stan,
how long was he on hold?
Oh, at least 5 minutes. Stan and Haney. 96 K-Rock.
A toy battery-driven bunny just can't stop beating a little bass drum. And we just can't stop beating a long dead horse. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
You know, speaking of a dead horse.
Yeah.
I know we're not supposed to talk about quote-unquote politics, but they're impeaching the president. I'm going to make it as simple as I can and see if this works. If a vice president of the United States controlled whether another country received $1 billion of aid and had the prosecutor that was investigating his son fired, $1 billion goes through, and then all of a sudden, from that $1 billion, millions comes right back to the vice president's son. Would that be a problem?
Yep. That's not to be discussed.
So if taxpayer money was going overseas but then coming back to the pockets of the vice president's son, that's not an issue. What is an issue of what somebody heard, somebody might have said about a phone call that they heard from somebody else.
Correct. Now you get it.
All right.
Grab bag.
I just wanted to make sure I understood.
You got it, hook, line, and sinker.
So that part of it, that's a sham.
Yes. That's a conspiracy.
As far as the actual corruption, that's a sham.
Yep.
We need to pay attention to somebody that might have heard something somewhere from somebody.
Now you got it.
A high-level somebody that somebody else heard.
Right on.
On the phone.
Yep.
Okay.
You got it.
Jesus.
Oh, Rob, a Stan and Haney instant win. A Stan and Haney instant win.
Are you asking him for permission?
Well, he's got the tickets. He waved them at me. We have...
But that makes it sound like it's going to create goodwill for him. You need to make sure that you're the one giving the tickets away.
Yeah, okay, check that. I've got...
You don't ask. You go, I've got them.
Well, I just want to make
sure... And out of the goodness of my heart, Stan...
Yeah, I used to do that and called myself radio's good guy, and everybody spit on me.
They spit on you no matter what.
I know. The Everblades play tonight. You know what? Don't call yet.
You know, we just need to disconnect the flashing lights. It's not the phone call, it's the lights flashing.
I get distracted.
Yep. Very easily.
The Everblades play tonight at Hertz Arena. We have three pairs of tickets to tonight's game. If you can be here before 5 o'clock and you haven't won anything in the last 60 days, first three callers, you each get a pair of tickets to tonight's game. You got to be able to pick them up at 5 o'clock.
Well, and we're conveniently located.
Right near the arena.
Yep.
We're right here in Estero, 277-9600. First three callers that want them. I know we usually give you a lot of lead time, but we had three pairs left over. If you want to go to tonight's game, and you can pick them up here by 5, first three callers get a pair of tickets to tonight's Everblades game. Now let's do the grab bag, brought to you by the Pewter Mug North, U.S. 41, North Naples. This is hard to believe. Now, you and I are not in touch with this anymore. Maybe this is part of the reason. It was mainly for women. But for 55 years, the soap opera, The Days of Our Lives.
Oh, yeah.
55 years.
Like sands through the hourglass.
Yep.
I knew that because I had to wait for my grandmother to finish watching it before Star Trek came on.
Yep, Star Trek. For 55 years... This soap opera has been on CBS television, or I'm sorry, NBC.
That's the one that sands through the hourglass.
Yeah, I'll prove it to you in a second here. The entire staff have been released from their contracts. The soap opera is ending.
No.
They film in advance.
But there are so many loose ends.
I know.
Decades worth.
I know. Here's a few outtakes when word got, because they're going to film so that they can get through the series, but that's ending.
I realize that there are gaps in my memory of what happened that night, but something just doesn't seem right. I just feel like I would remember.
All right, we're going to have to speed this up. Skip to page 79 on next month's script.
You're wearing a wedding band and I'm not.
I had rings made for us, made from the wreckage of the Loretta.
The ship we were on together.
That sank.
Yes.
The piece washed up on the shore of that island that we were trapped on. I got it.
Yes, when you admitted that you were madly in love with me.
Yes.
Perfect. That's a wrap, everybody. Now, if you could all go down to HR real quick, they have a vacation package waiting for you.
55 years. How many of your moms and grandmoms were ironing?
I thought it would never end.
Doing the laundry, and this would come on.
Like sands through the hourglass, so are the days of our lives.
Isn't that beautiful?
Is it the last one?
No, there's one other soap opera left.
General Hospital?
Is it General Hospital? No. Bold and the Beautiful? I don't know. There's...
So they're like this close to soap operas not being a thing.
I guess the Days of Our Lives people, the company, was bought by another soap opera company, and now they're just dissolving them. Let me tell you something. When we were kids growing up, and I know even during my dorm days in college where people those things. You're As the World Turns, Guiding Light, Search for Tomorrow, Another World, Secret Storm. Those things were huge. That and game shows.
Let's see. As far as I can tell... Bold and the Beautiful.
That's it.
Premiered in 1987.
That's the last one, I think.
Days of Our Lives premiered in 1965. 65. General Hospital, believe, premiered in 1963.
Is General Hospital still on? I don't think
I believe so.
Is it?
Let's see. Days of Our Lives started in 1965, broadcasting in color.
Yeah.
From the beginning.
Yeah.
And was broadcast for the first time in high definition in 2010. General Hospital premiered on April 1st, 1963. October 30th, 1967, switched to color.
Yeah.
And April 23rd, 2009, went to HD. And the final one that, as far as I know, is still on, The Young and the Restless.
Yeah.
That premiered in 73.
There you go. Well, that's when it was, like, king.
And Young and the Restless went to HD in 2001, well before any of the others.
But...
But when you look at the list of what used to be, there's millions of them.
Yes.
Let's see. I'll just do the ones that I've heard of.
I bet one of them's Love is a Many Splendored Thing. I remember that one.
Yep. All My Children.
Yep.
Another World. As the World Turns. The Edge of Night.
Yep.
Some of these I don't know. Guiding Light.
Yep.
Love is a Many Splendored Thing.
Yep. My mom liked that one.
That premiered in 1967. Oh, jeez. I guess this was a spinoff from the doctors, the nurses.
Oh, jeez. Well, that didn't last long.
Port Charles, that was a spinoff. Return to Peyton Place.
Yep.
Ryan's Hope.
Yep.
Santa Barbara.
Yeah.
Search for Tomorrow.
Yes.
The Secret Storm.
Yes.
The Young Marrieds.
Yep.
That was a 1964 show. The Young Marrieds. But But that doesn't even count the nighttime ones. That's just your daytime.
Yep, that's the ones. Those daytime ones. Yeah. So gone. Sands through the hourglass. Well, the hourglass finally ran out of sand.
Well, if you think about how much the world has changed, these shows started out.
A lot of them on radio.
Yeah, free chance.
And it was easy moneymaker. It was an easy moneymaker.
Because there was nothing else on.
Yep.
And that's what it was designed for. It was designed for a culture
of women that stayed home.
Of bored housewives.
Yep. This is horrible. I've got the woman here on tape.
I was about to be very concerned when you said, I've got the woman
here. The first
here.
Statement there sounded...
Don't involve me was the first thing I thought.
A homeless guy with mental health issues recently attacked a woman in Los Angeles and dumped a bucket of his own feces on her. Now she's suffering from PTSD from being attacked. Here's what happened.
You don't forget that.
No.
A bucket of his diarrhea. It was liquid, hot liquid. I was soaked, and I couldn't see. It was coming off of my eyelashes.
It's something I won't ever forget. It was disgusting. It was awful. And it changed my life.
He doesn't need jail time. He needs mental health care. I have empathy for him because he needs help.
What the?
Yeah, look at this. They're showing all of the violence of these homeless people. Here's something fun to do.
How do they live like that?
I don't know. Guy in Texas.
We were talking about it during the news. They shut down all the asylums.
I know that. Thanks to Geraldo Rivera. Guy in Texas stood in his doorway. This is fun. To narrate a tornado coming at him.
There is a freaking tornado out there. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. There goes the trampoline.
Yeah, indeed. Who among us haven't said that?
Remember a few years ago, longer than that, when it was the coffee beans from the serval cat that the cat would poop it out and they'd make the richest coffee in the world?
Yep.
Now it's...
Because of the half-digested fruit.
Yep. Now it's a gin infused with elephant dung. A company in South Africa.
That's South Africa.
Is... Setting is selling a new gin that's infused with elephant dung, and it's supposed to be really popular.
The elephants are an amazing creature. They have such a varied diet of fruits and barks and leaves and flowers, and yet they digest so little of it. So they only digest about 30% of what they eat. And as a consequence, in the elephant dung, you get the most amazing variety of these botanicals.
I must say, in the beginning, you think it's elephant dung. You're like, do I want to, do I not? But then when you taste it, taste the dung, but it brings out all the nice tastes of the plant. So interesting and surprisingly very good.
Yeah. It's not really elephant dung. It's the stuff that they've taken out of the elephant dung.
Yeah.
What
the botanicals.
What the elephant dung is, it's what's known in the business as an attention getter.
Yeah.
It's a misdirection.
Because
people will think, wow, that would be really bad. And then the big reveal is, it tastes good.
Yeah. It's a botanical.
So, see, the attention getting gets them in the door.
Yes.
Because they want to taste something real bad, and then you disappoint them by something that's pretty good. Then they go, at first this was a novelty, but I'd consider having a bottle in my home now. How much? Well, I'm glad you asked.
Yeah. and then they tell you the price.
You know how much work it is to go through all that elephant dung?
Yep, picking through that. They do them on the cruise ships. They go when they're up in Alaska, and they go out in California, and they have the whale watching that goes on out there.
Do they heat the deck on those ships?
What, to attract them? I would assume the ship itself is warm.
To keep the tourists warm as they watch the whales, they have just heat just emanating off the deck.
I've never been, so I don't know, but I would assume the whole ship is throwing off a lot of heat in the freezing cold.
You know, because you look and there they are going by all these glaciers, but they look very comfortable in short sleeves. And
you know, look what happens down there. You go down to off of Palm Beach Boulevard there, Manatee Park. All that hot water runoff coming off the power plant.
Oh, they can't get enough of it.
And the manatees can't get enough of it. You want to? You're new to the area, and you want to see some nature that you can't see anywhere else.
Yeah, guaranteed.
Guaranteed. With the cooler weather coming, take your kids, take your friends, go to Manatee Park. It's right across from the power plant on Palm Beach Boulevard, across the street. Go down there, park your car. It's a nice little park. And then go over to where the warm water runoff from the power plant is. And it swarms with manatees.
Oh, yeah. You may not think, oh, we're in Florida. We don't have a change of seasons. Well, for humans, that might be true. But during my time living on the river, your animals and your sea life feel
cold.
A change. And you see different things.
And then that's when the manatees come.
And the otters.
Yep. Yep. So at any rate, they go whale watching, and they hit pay dirt. There were whales out there. Some guy took his waterproof cell phone and put it under the water and caught some pretty cool sounds of these whales talking to each other. Yeah.
That's what's known as a clower whale.
Yep. Oh. Okay, let's see. You got your Amazon Primes. You got your Netflix. And now Disney Plus. What?
The future of streaming is here, and we've never had so many great services to choose from. Now you can watch Disney Plus and Apple TV Plus. And now, introducing Amazon Prime Plus Plus. That's Amazon Prime Plus Hulu, but not Hulu Plus. Got it? Good. And if streaming's a must, forget the fuss and sign up for HBO Now. The H stands for plus. Try the bundle. Disapplix Prime Plus for just 4,000 euros a month, plus tax, plus shipping. Plus, now call for a free month. Dial plus 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 plus.
What?
I don't know. I just don't know.
Although, I guess the Disney Plus had a bit of a rocky launch technically.
Yes, it did.
I have heard from the Warzies that the content is actually pretty good.
Well, let's hope so. Disney owned.
They got a Star Wars TV show where all the Warzies were wondering, hey, we've only seen Star Wars decent budget. What's it going to look like on TV? They all seem to be fairly happy about it.
With these pay services that they have now, if they're launching something, grab it when you can. And this was the same thing when Haney and I first got Netflix. After HBO lost boxing, well, they just chose not to cover it anymore. That opened up the pay-per-view market for big-time fights. And there's this company, it was a European company, called Dazen, that would show all the main fight cards. They had a couple of fighters that were marquee fighters, and they signed up with a couple of promotion people.
But the play-by-play was in Belgian?
But no, English. And Michael Buffer came on board with it, that he will do all the Dazen fights. And it's an app that you show up on your TV. And I said, oh, this is pretty interesting. And so my wife ordered it, and I think it was like $9.99 a month for Dazen. You can see all the big fights. You don't have to pay the $50 or $60 for the pay-per-view. You pay your monthly fee, the big fights. If they're under their umbrella, you watch the fights.
And how often are they under their umbrella?
Well, So it started off, I had it for a couple of months, and they had very few boxers, very few fights. And I said, you know what? It's not worth the $9.95 a month or whatever it was. And I said, cancel it. I don't want it. Well, a year goes by, and now the big name fights are coming on. I said, why don't we go and get it again? I can watch this weekend's fights. Well, that $9.99 went up to $29.99.
Oh, when they got content.
When they got content. Yeah, jeez, I don't like this plus and this. And when we come back.
We'll yeah, I don't know that this model is going to work.
No, there's going to be too many of them.
I think Hulu needs to go away. Because that's like a conglomeration of the TV networks.
Well, they're going to be cherry-picking them.
Well, when Hulu was free, that was kind of cool.
Yeah.
Charging for it? No.
But now you got the YouTube pay service, you got the Hulu pay service, you got Netflix, you got
There's room for two streaming services.
Well, that's what's going to happen. They're eventually going to go and merge.
I think there's room for two, and I think out of all of it, Amazon has the model to do it, where if they do want to charge a monthly fee, you can do that. But I think a la carte is going to be more and more, and Amazon is the one that has the infrastructure to do both.
Local Beat.
Netflix, it's all or nothing.
Stan's Local Beat. When we come back, we'll also take your phone calls in less than 30 minutes, or about 30 minutes. Are you smarter than Haney? If you are, you're going to get a pair of tickets to WrestleMania. That's in about 30 minutes. We're Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
The only radio show in history to escape from the jaws of a dinosaur. Only to meet a dishy brunette who breaks hearts like glass.
Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney.
They're insane.
Yeah, I'm watching this thing. I got to almost shut that off. The wall-to-wall coverage. Five Finger Death Punch is going to be in concert this Saturday at Hertz Arena. How about a little, almost like a little tailgater? A little
pre-game.
Pre-game hangout. That's what Haney and I are going to be doing this Saturday over at Duffy's Sports Bar at Stony Brook, right next to Hertz Arena. We're going to be there from 3 to 5 p.m. hanging out with you before the start of the concert.
Yep. And we're going to do a little mini concert because we've got the guy from Five Finger Death Punch there. Yep. And the three of us are going to perform a little mini concert.
Yeah.
And only one song, but we're going to do it really well. I'll give you a little sneak peek. Saturday.
Yep. 3 to 5.
When you say love, you're telling everyone your moment.
Yeah. We're going to be broadcasting live. We're going to have bassist Chris Kale from Five Finger Death Punch with us.
Yep, he's going to be holding down the bottom end while we do this.
Yep. Going to be signing autographs, taking pictures. We're going to have K-Rock stuff as well to give away. And you're encouraged because you'll see the little donation box right there. You know, if you're getting some stuff and you get to meet it, think about maybe making a donation to the Stan and Haney Drive Fund.
And if we're performing at the time, we won't be able to talk to you, obviously, but we'll give you a tip of our cowboy hat.
Thank you, Ganley. So join us Saturday, 3 to 5, over at Duffy's before the big concert, the Five Finger concert, because we'll be hanging out there. And it's all for a good cause. To help the troops, our troops.
Will you do on Saturday a special live turkey gobble?
Yeah, sure. If asked, I will. We were talking about soap operas and how important they were to our moms and grandmas.
Mm-hmm.
Absolute Law text line. Couple of ones I want to pass along to you. This one writes, let me tell you, I spent my summers up in Indiana with my aunt and my grandmother. And when my grandmother was watching her stories, you did not make a sound or you got a quick backhand. That's no exaggeration. It was that important to them. Here's another one from the Absolute Law text lines. When I was in middle school, General Hospital would come on. I was getting off of the school bus. Our golden retriever would hear the siren and wake up to run to the door, sit and wait for me to turn around the corner. General, jeez, nobody can change the mood.
I have a great memory of soap operas, and it is in such a messed up way that I actually enjoyed it. Remember, I've told you about that friend of mine. When I was early into radio and, you know, always broke and all this, and he'd come home from college on break and we'd get together and have a couple of beers.
Yeah.
Well, sometimes we'd go to the sports bar. Sometimes we'd just grab a case and, you know, pull the truck up by the beach. And it was during one of those times where I said, so going out of state to school. So what's it like up there? And he goes, man, I'm going to stay in college for as long as I can. My parents pay for everything. All my classes are easy. He goes, I really don't need to be there, but I figure I could be there for another 5 years and just have to take like one class at a time. And he's kicking the beers back. I go, well, what do you do with your time? He goes, oh, yeah. I only got one class, but I've started watching this show. TV show? Yeah, you're going to laugh. It's called General Hospital.
Mm-hmm.
And we're about six each into the case. Over the course of that night, he would not stop talking and told me beginning to end the history of General Hospital.
That'd be riveting.
And I got to tell you, his version was so much better than what they were putting on TV.
Well, he gave you a condensed version of like 10 years.
Yeah.
Because those things used to drag on and drag on. I just remember that, you know, get those soap
operas. Well, of course
over,
they drag.
Then the good shows would come on.
You know what? We admit we're time wasters. They never will.
Yep. That's what they are. Take your phone calls here in just a second.
But I remember when they'd end with my grandmother, the last one would wrap up around 4, and
yep.
That's when the Star Trek and
yeah,
stuff would
the
start
good stuff
to come
came on.
And I have such an association with that of the end of the Days of Our Lives or whatever it was, hearing that theme song end and then Star Trek coming on, because at that point, the TV was mine, and Grammy very, very quietly didn't say a word, just got up, and then you started to smell things coming from the kitchen.
I'd have dinner ready at 5. That's the way it was. Pa comes home, expects a hot meal.
Yeah, and it's like, if I can just make it through this soap opera, all kinds of good things are going to happen.
Yep,
it taught me patience, Stan, and you can see to this day what a patient man I am.
Jesus Christ. ahoy, who's this?
Hey, what's going on, boys? This is Gary down in Naples.
Gary!
What's going on?
What's
hey,
going on, bro?
We were talking about El Teonte yesterday.
Well, we had the picture. We met the man. We hung out with the man. Then we went down to the cigar bar and hung out with him.
I saw the man pitch the first game in the 75 World Series. I was sitting 4 rows back and back in a Cincinnati dugout.
Well, if that don't beat all.
That beats all.
Yeah, that's something. And I'll tell you, you talk about the head bobbins and everything else looking into the sky.
Right on, brother.
It was best wind up in baseball.
Today's celebrity photo of the day is our picture with the Hanson brothers from Slapshot 2017. When we got to hang out, the whole gang there, all three of the Hanson brothers, Dave, D-Train's there, Haney and I. That was a fun day with, you know, geez, three guys that we grew up watching with that Paul Newman movie. And
old-time hockey.
Old-time hockey. Check it out on the K-Rock page. Click it a bunch of times. It helps us, I guess. Yep. Rob, does that help us if they click it a bunch
of
times?
Well, it helps us like the tape helps them.
Right.
You got to tape them.
Yep. Foil. Ahoy, who's this?
Hey, Stan, it's Rick. How you doing?
Hey, Rick, what's going on, buddy?
I think I heard you say yesterday you wanted to find a nice bass guitar and have things.
No, I can't talk about it on the air because it's going to sound like sour grapes. I cannot talk. Well, but
Can I bring up one subject about
please
it?
Please do.
I remember... 3-4 years ago, I traded a nice.
Okay, now I can't talk about it. Jeez.
What part of that didn't he understand?
I know where I got the bass guitar from. And I can't talk about where it went. Because I'm going to get mad. And then it does nobody any good. And there's going to be a lot, and I mean a lot, of hurt feelings.
Tears?
Yes. A lot of sulking. I'll tell you, I wanted to tell you yesterday, but he has to go and open that scab. And by the way, it was more than 4 years ago. It was more like about 10. Jeez. Why do you call in and want to open up a wound where if I talk about it, I'm going to hurt feelings? And there's going to be a lot of people that are going to get all sour about it, and it won't do me or anyone any good. Yeah, I had a nice bass guitar.
And I think what you're hearing right now is Stan being the bigger man.
Yes. Yes. Ahoy. Ahoy. Boy, I'm not playing games. Can we do the local beat?
You're asking permission lot
today. Yeah, I need, because you got my, I'm feeling very weak today.
Aww.
I got everybody coming at me.
You feeling weak like a baby?
Don't even bring the baby stuff up again. Okay, there we go. Speaking of baby, there is something, a carriage for a baby, but no baby.
What?
With these two people. Well, here we go.
Well, you know what they say, first comes love.
Yep, then comes marriage. Then comes baby in a baby carriage. Local beat, Dateline Cape Coral. These two beauties, you got a couple of real beauties I'm going to be talking about. A couple of real beauties. 18-year-old Laken Musker.
That's made up.
L-A-K-E-N, Laken Musker, and 24-year-old Cody Wynn. Look at these beauties, Annie. A couple of real beauties. Were arrested for loitering and drug possession in Cape Coral after police found them with cocaine, heroin, and meth, and a meth pipe.
Hold on a second. What are you going to do with that? You can't take all that, can you?
I don't know. I've never been in that world.
And wouldn't they all just end up being sober because everything would counteract each other?
She's 18, he's 24. They got cocaine, heroin, and a meth pipe. Now, here's what happened. Somebody saw them pushing a baby stroller in pitch dark just before midnight. Just before midnight on Sunday, with no baby in sight. They're just pushing around a baby carriage.
Well, like a baby carriage full of garbage?
Yeah, well, full of cocaine, heroin, and meth. Meth pipe. A neighbor...
She's only 18?
18, and look at her, rode hard.
No, somebody needs to get a hold of her and warn her...
warn her drugs bad. Look at her. It's too late.
It's already put 10 years on her.
It sure has. A neighbor called police.
10 years you can't get back.
A neighbor called police after his cars were broken into on Southwest 12th Place. Let me tell you something. I got a lot. I know Rob lives in Cape Coral, and I know Dave just down the street. But I got another buddy who had to get cameras put up around his house. Now, it's not like big-time thievery, but you'll get these punk kids that will go and check all the cars on the street to in the driveways to see if they're locked so they can get the cassette tapes and toys and stuff. radar detectors.
So they're trying to steal cassette tapes radar detectors.
Yeah, so they can sell them for drugs.
Yeah, like those 8-track tape decks.
Yup. A neighbor called police after his cars were broken into on Southwest 12th Place, and he found this pair, old Lakin and Cody, hanging around. He drove by them several times to keep an eye on the two of them until police arrived. When the cops caught up with the couple on Southwest 28th Street, they did not find any of the car's stolen items that the guy that called the cops said my car was broken into, but they did find other things. Heroin was found in the girl's purse, and some more heroin was found in Wynn's pocket. Officers also found cocaine in the baby stroller. Both
are they under the impression that parents take their baby out for a stroll at that time? Yeah.
Musker and Wynn both live more than 2 miles away from where the incident occurred, and they're walking around with a baby carriage and drugs all over them.
You know what we ought to do, babe? We should get a baby carriage. Nobody would suspect anything.
They're due in court in December.
Yeah, babe. That's what we need to do is get an effing baby carriage. Yeah. And then we'll be all cool. We'll be fine. Nobody would stop somebody with a baby carriage. I love babies.
I love you.
When are we going to have a baby? I love you.
Are you smarter than Haney? Next on the Stan and Haney Show.
Well, you'd be such a good mom.
More fun than a Soviet-style gulag without food, running water, or a working toilet.
Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney.
Now you know how I feel.
Thank you for joining us. About 30 minutes away from your first look at traffic news headlines with Mark Haney, 4 o'clock fluffer, your emails.
And we've got our ladies in here.
Yes, the gals today.
And I want it known. Yesterday, it was not my fault. You two were parading around here with a baby.
Oh, yes. Okay.
Wasn't that adorable little baby?
It's great. You know, have anybody heard this is a place of business?
Not our baby.
Yeah, no. Well,
no, but you had a baby.
Yes.
And I was supposed to be in here, but when you see a baby,
you just stop. You have to.
You got to stop.
Yeah. I went to grab him. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's so cute.
And it was such a tiny little baby, Stan.
Yeah, I know.
And we got our neon K-Rock sign outside the door.
He was so intrigued.
And he's looking at the colors and wanting to touch it.
Has anybody heard of a sitter?
I got yelled at.
He says,
I don't care if there's a baby out there. Get a sitter. But I said, it's a baby.
He was so cute.
Karen has joined us. Being
you didn't get it. It's a baby.
I understand what a baby. Assisted by Jen today for Are You Smarter Than Haney. Up for grabs today. This is a great prize. A pair of tickets to WrestleMania 36 at Raymond James Stadium in Tampa.
Wow.
That's biggie.
Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah, that'll be fun.
Since Jen's in here today, can you give her a merit, you know, a gold star?
Yeah.
Okay. There you go. Thank you. Now you're even.
Thank you.
6 categories. Karen, along with Jen, will be your lifeline. Jen will consult. And if you get more right than Haney.
So it'll be a consensus with them.
Yes. Mm-hmm. If you get all of them before Haney does, you'll win. You must get at least 2 categories correct to even be eligible for the WrestleMania prize.
But when a lifeline is utilized, the ladies will consult and
come up with an answer.
Okay. Yes.
You know, and that's how we're going to do it today, bettering your chance to get the category right because exactly. you got two brains working instead of one. Not that your brain is, but it's when you have women power. Anything
amazing
can happen.
Things happen.
I don't know what happens with Karen yesterday. You know, she's there holding a baby at me. And then last week, she had me the whole time. I was just thinking about lasagna
and
staying home all day.
You cannot have won anything in the last 60 days. Up for grabs if you defeat Haney. WrestleMania tickets.
You're never going to say the secret ingredient for the lasagna?
Never.
Miracle Whip.
No, that's deviled eggs.
Oh, no.
Let's play Are You Smarter Than Haney?
If you think you are smarter than me, I would like to see you. You can try it. Stan's got prizes. Yours for free. If you prove you're smarter than me, it's not easy.
It's hard work.
Stan's trick questions. What a f***ing jerk. All those prizes. Yours for free.
Matching wits with Mark Haney.
You're a contestant, stands the
See, if I knew Jen was going to be here, we could have gotten you some cans. I saw Dave wandering around, but no use finding him to get our headphones.
Nah, I think he's headed to Taco Town.
I'm a genius.
Tell you where he's headed towards.
I must
what?
You,
Dunsville.
You think you're
smarter than me. I politely disagree.
277-9600. Cannot have won anything in the last 60 days. This is for WrestleMania tickets. If you answer correctly, you'll hear this. Incorrectly, taking too long, and you lose. Karen, you know the magic word so we can get a random Stan and Haney listener.
Release the phones.
Phone lines are released. 277-9600. WrestleMania up for grabs. Random caller does not necessarily mean the first caller that I take. Ahoy, who's this?
Hey, this is Justin.
All right, Justin, have you won anything from us in the last 60 days?
No, sir.
Would you like to challenge Haney?
I've liked you for years.
All right, you're going to get your chance right now. Remember, if your opponent cannot answer the question and you have the category open, you can steal. The categories are geography, entertainment, history, arts and literature, science and nature, sports and leisure. The first question goes to Mark Haney, but Justin, keep your ears open. If he doesn't get it right, you can steal. Understood?
Yes, sir.
All right, let's begin. I would assume, Haney, geography?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Let's see, in geography, for Mark Haney. Haney, what country was known as the Gift of the Nile? The Gift of the Nile.
Egypt?
You are correct. Right. Egypt, the Gift of the Nile. And
for a second there, I thought you were going to screw me.
No, it's Egypt. You're on the board. Justin, category.
Let's do science.
Science! Science and nature for Justin. Let's see. Justin, what is the only continent without any bees? What continent, no bees?
No bees.
You know, your honeybees, your bumblebees, no bees.
Hey, don't call me your honeybee.
Easy. Don't get smart with me or I will take a category away from you.
Mm-hmm.
Surely you just.
Is he?
The sass.
Yeah. And he just called you Shirley.
Yep, don't call me Shirley either.
There it is.
Yeah, I'm telling you, the crowd's going to turn on you. Keep this up, and I will make sure you don't win.
Fair for you, that's easy to do.
Again, yes, it is easy for me to do. I can do it right now with the drop of a phone call. Get somebody new. You want to go to WrestleMania or not?
I do.
Then shape up and fly right. All right.
Sir, yes, sir.
Continent without any bees. Go.
Antarctica.
You are correct. Antarctica. Woo-hoo!
Yeah, and
science
that's about as easy as it's going to get for you, pal.
Yep. remember, both of you, you have your lifeline in Karen with Jen Consulting. Haney, entertainment, history, arts and literature, science and nature, sports and leisure.
History.
History for Mark Haney. La, da, 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 da. Haney, how many funnels did the Titanic have? The stacks. How many funnels did the Titanic have?
Oh. Three?
Yes, they had three. Now, if you look at pictures, you'd say, wait a second, it's four. Incorrect. One was a false tunnel. A funnel, and three is correct. That is the correct answer in history. Justin, geography,
yes, sir.
Entertainment, history, arts and literature, sports and leisure, and you got Karen as a lifeline.
Let's try history, please.
History for Justin. Justin, what name was given to bars selling illegal alcohol during Prohibition?
Stan, that would be a speakeasy.
You are correct. Speakeasy in history. Mark Haney, entertainment, arts and literature, science and nature, sports and leisure.
Arts and literature.
Arts and literature for Mark Haney. Haney, in arts and literature, what nursery rhyme character was warned that the cow was in the corn? What nursery rhyme character was warned that the cow was in the corn?
Little Boy Blue.
You are correct. You are correct in arts and literature. Nice job, Haney. Justin, geography,
yes, sir.
Entertainment, arts and literature, sports and leisure.
Let's do geography.
Geography for Justin. Remember, both of you still have your lifelines.
Look at Jim Jordan laughing at Adam Schiff.
Oh, yeah. Justin, what is the northernmost Scandinavian country? What is the northernmost Scandinavian country?
I'm going to say the completely wrong answer of Yugoslavia.
That is incorrect. That is incorrect.
A for effort.
Does anybody want to guess? You have the category
well,
already, Haney.
Stan, if you think about it as the farthest north, Norway.
Mm-hmm.
Norway.
Norway. Haney, you have control, entertainment, science and nature, sports and leisure.
Sports and leisure.
Sports and leisure for Mark Haney. Haney, in sports and leisure, what state after Idaho grows the most potatoes each year? What state after Idaho grows the most potatoes each year?
California.
Incorrect. Incorrect in sports and leisure. You have the category open, Justin. You can steal it.
Let's take a stab at Kansas.
Incorrect. Anybody?
Wisconsin?
Nope.
Montana?
Nope.
Utah?
Indiana.
Nope. Washington. Washington. Washington State. That's all right, Justin. You have control. Geography, yes, entertainment, arts and literature, sports and leisure.
Let's see. I use my lovely lifeline for entertainment. Please.
Okay.
All right. Let's
Karen,
do this.
Jen, entertainment for Justin.
Yes.
Let's go to the entertainment category and pose this question so Justin can get the point. For Justin, Karen, Jen.
Yes.
What kind of animals starred in the movie Happy Feet?
We're going to go with penguins.
You would be correct. Penguins in entertainment. They got you the point, Justin.
All right, all right.
We have a very tight game going on right now. After a completed round, it is three categories each. Mark Haney, entertainment, science and nature, sports and leisure.
Science
and nature for Mark Haney, who still has his lifeline. I take them as they come. Haney, in science and nature, which was the first space shuttle to be launched? The first space shuttle to be launched. They had a whole fleet of them. What was the first space shuttle to be launched?
Into space. Columbia.
You are correct. Columbia.
The Enterprise was the first shuttle, but it never went anywhere.
I explained that to my wife when we were at the Kennedy Space Center.
Mm-hmm. You were mansplaining.
Yeah, all of you, all of the Trekkies, all of the Star Trekkers were all...
They demanded it.
They demanded that the first space shuttle be called the Enterprise.
And they got their way.
It was a test thing that they would piggyback on the 747 test landings. They did away with it and brought Columbia out to go into space. Mm-hmm. If you wanted to be the first, you were the first. Not the first to go into space, though. All right, Justin.
Fine print will kill you.
Yep. Geography.
If you're not first, you're last.
Geography. Arts and literature. Sports and leisure.
Let's try sports.
Sports and leisure. All right, let's see. What movie actress did tennis star Andre Agassi marry in 1997? What movie actress did tennis star Andre Agassi marry in 1997?
I've got nothing.
Do I have the category?
No, you don't. You can steal if he doesn't. He's got to be buzzed out. Any guess?
No, I've got nothing.
All right. Haney, you can steal.
Brooke Shields.
Correct. Ooh. Brooke Shields.
Huh.
Haney, you are at match point. Whew. Here's how this is going to go. And I'll tell you, up until that point, Justin, you were playing a really good game. Haney, you have entertainment and a lifeline remaining. You answer correctly, game is over. You answer incorrectly, although Justin has that category, he will gain control and the game will continue. In entertainment, Haney?
I would like to invite my ladies to spike the ball.
All right. In entertainment, Karen and Jen going to consult. Karen must give me the correct answer or the game will continue. Sorry. I was just looking.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right.
Hell for Miller.
Here we go.
All right. Thank you.
What do you? You all right over there? You all right, Justin? All right,
I pulled up to the guardhouse. Okay. On the clock,
completely so understandable. Through. All right, Karen, Jen.
Yes.
What 1997 movie finally sank Star Wars from its position as the all-time box office champ? What 1997 movie finally sank Star Wars from its position as all-time box office champ?
We are going to go with the Titanic.
It is correct, Titanic.
Right.
It is correct.
Oh, thank you, ladies.
Game over, game over. But you know what, Justin? You played a good game.
You did. Right.
You got three right, which exceeds the minimum two right in categories. However, you did not win the game. I have WrestleMania tickets, but you have to tell my friend Mark Haney something.
Well, Mark, thank you for being gentle for my first time, but you are smarter than I.
That's all right. I hope you have no problems there at the guard shack.
So far, so good, boss.
All right.
All right, Justin, hold on.
Just remember, keep your eyes down.
Rob will set you up with the tickets, buddy.
Thank you, guys.
All right, hold on. There he goes. He played a good game.
He did.
And ladies, you got both of your bonus lifeline questions.
You just had to put him in his place early.
Yeah.
He just, you know what?
Because he was a bit of a yuckster.
Yes, yeah, absolutely. This is supposed to be serious business. Okay. A lot of things at stake here.
Well, exactly.
Haney, can we put the lid on this thing?
Thank you, ladies.
Of course, our pleasure.
Thanks, gals.
Know your role and simply play your part. I'm as shrewd can be. No one f***s with Mark Haney.
Take your prizes, hat in hand.
Now you finally start to understand. Nothing personal, that's just me. You've been schooled by Mark Haney.
The radio miracle so powerful it can strip paint. It's so gentle it's been approved by the FDA for use in baby food. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Thank you so much for joining us this afternoon. Greatly appreciated. We'll get you updated on traffic here for your drive home. News headlines with Mark Haney, 4 o'clock fluffer. And have we got a surprise for you coming up in just about a half hour? I cannot believe that Rob was actually able to get us this guy. We were talking earlier about Days of Our Lives going away, 55 years as another soap opera. There's only a couple left on television.
It's a dying breed.
And our moms and our grandmothers, they lived and breathed by their watching their stories. And there were so many of them. And I said to Rob during the last break, I said, get us somebody to talk about the soap operas. Get us anybody. And did he get us one? And apparently the guy's got a lot of free time, so he's more than willing to come on with us in about a half hour. Ladies, this is for you. Coming on this program in about 30 minutes, Chick Woods. Chick Woods. You ladies, you may remember him as Dr. Robert Morgan, or maybe the evil twin of Dr. Morgan, Eddie.
Oh, yeah.
From the soap opera Sunset Serenade.
Wow.
So get ready. This is for you, ladies, who used to love the soap operas. One of the biggest stars in soap opera history, Chick Woods. I want to say that he was on for 23 years. On Sunset Serenade, going to be joining us talking about the demise of the television soap opera. Chick Woods. You know what? I say Chick Woods, but when I say Dr. Robert Morgan,
mm-hmm.
Get ready, ladies.
And that Eddie.
Well, for I think 3 or 4 years, he had the evil twin, which was played by him. It was the same guy.
Yeah.
But it was his evil brother, Eddie.
And I think, wasn't he able to take advantage of the situation because Dr. Morgan was in a coma?
Yes. He was in an automobile accident and was in a coma and had one of those big oxygen tents around him. And, well, he... his twin, Eddie, who we didn't know about until he was introduced into the show, went and had an affair with his wife.
Yeah, well, at first we thought it was Dr. Morgan doing
all along.
Things. Yeah.
Little did we know, in the town of Springfield next door, he was in a coma from a car accident. And how many remember? Eddie actually went and did surgeries and
yeah,
all. Yeah. They couldn't understand.
And he wasn't licensed?
No, nope, they couldn't understand why so many people at City General were dying. Look at this. I'm getting captivated. I'm yep. being pulled right back into it.
Yep.
Oh, that's going to be great talking.
Down the old rabbit hole there.
Yep. It's going to be great talking to Dr. Robert Morgan, of course, Chick Woods. Let's get you updated on traffic for your drive home this afternoon. Brought to you by Anger Management Rage Room. You want to go bust up stuff and not get in trouble? Check it out, Cypress Lake Drive, Fort Myers.
That's the key. And not get in trouble.
Yeah.
You'll even be celebrated.
AMRageRoom.com is where you got to go. Dr. Robert Morgan on this show. We got a few things.
I wonder if you can get him to do Eddie.
Because when Dr. Morgan, if you remember, miraculously came out of the coma.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
it was cutting-edge technology
yeah.
at the time they did that split screen.
Yep. And there's Eddie, the twin, and then Dr. Morgan at that point. They thought he'd never walk again because he was in the wheelchair.
Where the hell did you find that picture, Rob?
Yeah, that is. Look at that. That's vintage. That is vintage.
That's the confrontation scene.
Dr. Robert Morgan and Eddie.
Yep.
Brilliant. Fort Myers, traffic control. 1800 block of Colonial Boulevard, and then we got a crash, 6 Mile Cypress and Metro Parkway, and one more for you, Fort Myers, crash, Orange River Boulevard and Boatways Road, and you are up to date. Coming up in less than 1 hour, it'll be the newscast of record with Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney. He is the news. What can you expect? Well, Haney's right here. He's got today's headlines for you.
Coming up in less than an hour on the news, we will have some things for you you didn't know. Okay. Science!
Science!
Science may have finally figured out why we are cursed with the hiccups.
That might be good news for you. You every once in a while, you get the hiccups.
Everybody does.
I cannot, other than drinking a soda and a quick like that, I've never had in probably 30 years sustained hiccups.
It had to have happened at least once.
I don't remember.
A man is busted for having an impromptu wine tasting at the grocery store.
Ooh. Is busted?
Yes. Well, it was unsanctioned.
Oh.
He just went around opening bottles of wine to see what they tasted like.
Gotcha.
And finally, Dateline, Tampa, Florida. People have their own internal logic. It mm-hmm. doesn't have to make sense to you, okay? A man caught recklessly speeding explains to police that he had a perfectly good reason for doing so.
Yes.
He had to rush home because he just cheated on his wife.
Wah, wah.
These stories and much, much more unfortunate nonsense coming your way in less than an hour on the news.
Mark, thank you. Laughter. We search for it in every aspect of our life. Laughter is good. We try to, you know, do some of it right here for you. It's the 4 o'clock fluffer brought to you by Firehouse Subs, Fort Myers, Cape Coral. Mark?
Stan?
Everyone?
Honey, I'm home.
Hi.
Well, oh, a little standoffish there.
Yeah, something going on in here?
Yeah. What's going on?
You know?
Hi.
Hi.
Yeah, well, thanks for that, you know. Meanwhile, I'm being shot out of a cannon here every day. There's a lot of talk.
Sure is, a lot. What?
Amongst the liberal Dems that they want to tax the hell out of your millionaires and billionaires.
Oh, yeah.
You know, there's not that many of them. And how does that work if they decide to just leave?
Right. See, there's not that. They were saying on the news the other day, billionaires.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got your Bloombergs and your Trumps and your Warren Buffetts and all that. Billionaires. But there's not that many of them.
And
that's going to make up for everything.
If they decide to move.
Yeah, then what?
Sounds so simple, doesn't it?
Sure does, huh?
With that in mind, we bring you today's list of the
top
things that annoy billionaires.
Top things that annoy billionaires.
Not being able to find a jet that is fueled exclusively by the tears of the poor.
Yeah.
Shuck it, duck it!
I think he's just a millionaire.
Yeah. Errant champagne cork damaging the Picasso.
Oh.
Food tasters who take too long to give a thumbs up on the caviar.
No, bleep you.
What was that?
Loaded. I'm just loaded, bro.
Shut up.
Loaded.
I expect an apology for that.
Yeah, loaded.
Bro, I'm so sorry, man.
Top things that annoy billionaires.
Yeah.
Losing half their net worth from buying a mocha frappuccino at Starbucks.
Frappuccino. Oh, I'm so sorry, bro. So sorry.
Bro, I'm so sorry.
I'm loaded.
Loaded.
You got the meth one there, too? I'll give you meth.
Might be a bridge too far,
yeah,
friend.
Might be.
Just quit beating me in the head with your mouth, bro.
Top things that annoy billionaires. Patriots owner Robert Kraft constantly asking if they'd like a spa day with him.
I spent a lot of time on my knees.
Yeah, and I didn't think I would enjoy it, but y'all are good.
Oh, thank you. Regular folks who think they're allowed to make eye contact.
I learned that a long time ago. Look at the floor.
Billionaires are no fan of President Trump, I can tell you that. After he deported half their household staff.
Oh, bitch!
You guys are doing good!
Thank you.
Come down later for moose soup!
Oh, we sure will.
You Oh, bitch!
A lot of anger today.
Yeah, I don't get it. So sorry, bro.
Bro, I'm so sorry, man.
When the chef overcooks your endangered brisket.
Yeah.
Ascots that clash with yacht curtains.
Oh, yeah. Who's the last person you've seen wearing an ascot?
Ronnie Kibanski.
He might have worn one.
Yeah.
I think we might have made him wear one.
Yeah. And finally, the very top thing that annoys billionaires.
Yes.
Being outbid by Oprah on a third world country.
Oh.
And that, my friend.
Over. I has left. I don't have emails today.
What?
Why?
I don't have any emails today.
Why? Okay.
But I do want to ask. We had those Dickies, and we made people wear them.
Yep.
I tell you, you look sporty.
We got those because we went through a period where Brad Beasley made everyone wear turtlenecks.
And we had to wear them.
We said, there's no way that we can wear turtlenecks all the time and it'd be too hot, and Stan ordered us up some Dickies.
Yeah, now.
And nobody knew.
Nope. We'd walk around, oh, you guys look sharp.
Yep.
Well, they know we were wearing Dickies. What about buying an ascot? Can you buy with those too?
You now, mean like
there's a
Dickie. Yeah. You mean like a Thurston Howell style?
Yes, you know,
ascot?
Like it's almost like underneath the shirt you have the scarf underneath there. Yeah, there it is. Rob, how much are those?
They start at
$4. If I want to get a
yeah, well, $9. Do you want quality?
Yeah, I want a box of ascots.
I mean, they start at $4.
Really?
But then they go all the way up to $49.
Oh, well, that's out of my price range. I think, you know, a box of 20 at $4 a pop.
You know, they look like male briefs.
Yeah, well, you put it on and it looks like, see how you wear it underneath the collared shirt?
Yeah.
Look very, very distinguished. That's, I need some of the, I need, next, that's the next thing, ascots. We're going to take a break because I know Rob's got to make a few phone calls, get this gentleman on. One of the
so an ascot that goes around the bare neck.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Underneath the collar.
Because of today's session of the 1956 Democratic National Convention, the following programs will not be seen today. Charles Collingwood and the News, Stand Up and Be Counted, As the World Turns, sponsored by the Procter & Gamble Company, The Johnny Carson Show, Art Linkletter's House Party, sponsored by the Kellogg Company and Pillsbury Mills, and The Big Payoff. We expect that all of these programs will return tomorrow at their usual times over many of these same stations.
Some see the glass as half empty. Others see it as half full. We simply see rum. Stan and Amy, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney. Thank you for joining us this afternoon. Greatly appreciated.
Well, we were just talking off the air, and you mentioned the whistleblower. Did you hear the latest about him?
What's it? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. The with the GoFundMe?
Yep.
Yeah. This whistleblower
over
who nobody's supposed to know.
Over $200,000.
Yep, and they want to know where some of the money came from.
Because he's a CIA agent.
Yep.
They're not supposed to do that.
Started a GoFundMe account. This is just...
And Adam Schiff doesn't know who it is.
Nope.
Nobody knows who
nope,
the whistleblower
nobody knows.
Is.
Who is he, Haney?
Eric Charmella.
Yep. Now, how did he... If you have a GoFundMe account, don't you have to identify who you are?
No.
You don't?
His lawyers are doing it on his behalf.
Because they were saying that he... a lot of money... And some of it might be foreign money.
Well over $200,000.
And he's a CIA guy.
Yep.
Can't do that.
Nope.
Saw that Jim Jordan today turned to Schiff on the panel that we need the whistleblower and you know who he is. I have no knowledge.
He's lying all over the place.
Yeah.
And he's done it before.
Yeah. This is
he's the same guy who... told the American public throughout the Mueller investigation that the Mueller investigation is just a formality. We have hard evidence right here of collusion. And when he was finally called on it after the report came out, he goes, well, it's in plain sight if you're willing to see it.
Here's the thing about Schiff. Now, I know there's a lot of politicians on the right and the left.
Him and his little swallow well.
Yeah. But seriously, ask yourself the question that if Schiff wasn't behind the panel in his suit and tie and he was on a used car lot, would you buy a car from him?
No.
I wouldn't.
I mean, the guy just screams, I'm dishonest. You look at him and he just, that's
yep.
what you get.
Yep. Let's get you updated on traffic for your drive
home. And that swallow well, I mean, I'd trust Marvin before I'd trust him.
Yup. Yeah, well, that those two are great buddies. That Shifty Shift and Swallowwell, they're pals.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get you updated traffic, and then we'll do some news with Mark Haney. All right, both of these are in Fort Myers. We have a crash, Winkler Road and Summerlin Road. And then we have a disabled vehicle, Fort Myers, Goldenwood Drive and Treeline Avenue. And you are up to date. We'll have one more traffic update for you in about 30 minutes. Of course, coming up at 6 o'clock, Rob Show. He'll take you through your Wednesday evening. Mark Haney and the News, brought to you by Jason and Todd at the Diamond District, starts right now.
This is Eyewitness News with Ernie Anastas, Roseanne Scamardella, Warner Wolf, Spencer Christian, and the Eyewitness News team.
Hi, I'm Garrett Gutley, and you're listening to Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Good afternoon. This is the news for today, Wednesday, November 13th.
Double M-X-I-X.
Telling it like it is, I'm Mark Haney. Time now for things you didn't know.
All right. What didn't I know?
If you were to get into a time machine, Stan...
Yeah.
And go back to the 1870s.
Ah, simpler way of life.
And you were to approach Levi Strauss because you wanted a pair of pants.
Right.
What you want is a pair of jeans. A pair of blue jeans.
That's the guy.
What would you ask for? Because they didn't call it blue jeans then.
They miners used to wear those. They were like, a trouser, a pant, a canvas pant. I would like, Mr. Strauss, a pair of your canvas pant.
A canvas pant? Ah, I know what you want, Stan.
What?
You want waist overalls.
I don't want an overall. I don't want...
No. These are waist overalls.
He called them waist overalls.
Yes.
Mm.
They're from the waist.
And they cover the leg. It's a pant. Do you know that the original Levi stuff, when they were making them for those miners and stuff, that there are people that will go and check out, like, abandoned mines and stuff to find... pants that they
you
they,
mean looking for pants?
Yes.
If you were an abandoned mine, wouldn't you be looking for gold?
No, like a coal miner or they would wear it, but they would go to these abandoned ones because there'd be some of their clothing in down there.
But wouldn't you see if there was like some stray nuggets instead of looking for pants?
But they want the pants because they can get thousands and thousands for them, probably the same price as gold.
You know, we're told that at some point we are going to have the Inspector General's report on FISA abuse.
Someday.
And hopefully that will change some people's minds.
It won't.
Because there was a lot of shenanigans going on. Americans being spied on. Not only by America, but by foreign countries, allies. And that is a problem. Why?
Why?
Canada, Australia, New Zealand, England, and the United States have had a pact since 1956 never to spy on one another.
Well, we know that doesn't work.
Nope.
Everybody's spying on everybody.
Well, we don't like the word spy.
No, we can't use that.
Uh-huh.
Because that doesn't fit the puzzle.
Now, I'm doing this as something you didn't know. I have to admit, I know a little bit about this.
What?
Because I saw it at the grocery store years ago. I don't know if it's still there. But, you know, I like oddities.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm on the soup aisle, and I see a can that says, U.S. Senate Navy Bean Soup.
Mm-hmm.
And I had some of it, and it was okay. But I wondered, U.S. Senate Navy Bean Soup, what is that?
You actually saw that label on a grocery store aisle?
Yes.
What was it, a Campbell's?
No.
A Snow's?
No, I don't know who made it. But Navy Bean Soup has been served at the U.S. Senate cafeteria every single day for over 100 years.
Huh.
No one knows exactly why or how it started. It's just become a thing where if you go to the Senate cafeteria, you can be sure Navy Bean Soup will be on the menu.
Now, Rob's got several versions of Navy Bean Soup up that we can look at. Does any of them have the can that it comes in? The can, a can of Navy
Bean? Yeah, I know. I've gotten it before.
I mean, I don't dispute that. It sounds perfectly logical that there'd be a can of Navy Bean Soup, but I'm certainly there's the recipe for it. Rob, oh, there it is.
Yeah, Rob, go on the internet. Get off Pinterest.
Blue Runner.
I don't know what he's looking at for crying out loud.
What are you
loud.
Looking at over there?
Cans of Navy Bean Soup.
Type in U.S. Senate Navy Bean Soup.
Yeah, regular Navy Bean Soup you can get anywhere, and any label will carry it. U.S. Senate Navy Bean Soup. You're dealing a whole different soup.
And he came up with some off-brand anyway.
Yeah.
There it is. Okay, That's it right there.
Dominique's?
Yep.
Dominique's. Maker of fine soups. I've never heard of them.
That's what I got.
How long ago did you get Dominique's U.S. Senate Navy Bean Soup?
Years.
Oh, so it's been a long time.
You can buy them offline. You can get
but it looks like they still do it.
12-pack of them for $46.50.
Yeah, I want to find out, is that company still in business? It is.
You can buy them offline. You can get 15-ounce cans of 12-pack of them for $46.50.
You know what? Get on Amazon right now, Haney, and have a case of that delivered to your house.
It wasn't that great.
Was it bland? Mushy?
No, it was a fine Navy Bean Soup. I'm just not that big a fan of Navy Bean Soup, but when I saw U.S. Senate, I said, I got to try this.
Hold it. You got the ingredients there. What do you got? You got chicken broth.
Navy beans, carrots, celery, dehydrated potatoes, soybean oil, bacon.
Oh, look, that's all goodness.
Mm-hmm. Smoked pork.
Oh.
Smoked pork fat.
Yeah.
See, that's why it's okay.
It was just okay, though.
Yeah, like that chicken sandwich you were so crazy about. It was okay to me.
Rob, that was a good sandwich, wasn't it?
Best fast food chicken sandwich I've ever had.
I don't get it.
It was, and I'll tell you,
the two of you must have had some bad chicken sandwiches over the course of your life.
No, it's not that we've had bad chicken sandwiches, and I'll tell you, we passed a Popeyes, and I said, stop, we're going in. I had to get another chicken sandwich.
No, you did not. You.
Yep.
LaBelle?
Yes.
Okay.
It was in LaBelle.
Yep. And I know exactly the Popeyes you're talking about. Right before the bridge.
Yes, yes. And they have another one in Okeechobee. I didn't go to that one. You know why? Because, 9 o'clock at night. Line.
No, it's Okeechobee I'm thinking of right before that
they
big
got
bridge.
One in LaBelle, which is where I got mine, and then Lake Okeechobee, we're going to stop there again. I said, should I
right
get
right there
to
on 27?
The line at the drive-through went out into the street.
And that's a weird drive-through there because it's on the side of a building.
It was, well, it's right at the right by the turn when you get on State Road 70.
Yep.
And with the first, the one in LaBelle, I went inside because I didn't want to wait in the line, and it was much faster inside. But then when I was in Okeechobee,
line around the block.
It was the drive up line was out in the street.
That's not good.
Rob, that was a good chicken sandwich, though, wasn't it?
Delicious. It wasn't that great.
It was good, damn good. You know, you start, and then you start thinking about it.
I'm not giving it a thumbs down. You don't get me wrong.
So help me, if I go to Popeyes again and there's somebody cut in front of me, I'll rough them up to get that damn sandwich.
What's happened to you?
Seriously.
Know what? I think I'm immune.
Even if it's a small child in front of me ordering for his dad, I'll push him to the ground.
You know
so I
what?
Can get that sandwich before he does.
This is how zombie movies start, and I'm the immune one.
It's the
best
chicken sandwich I've ever had.
Stand! Snap out of it.
You know, like Rob, right? For a fast food chicken sandwich, you know what? That's a meal.
Yeah, you get your money's worth on that
Yeah,
one.
You do.
Before this movie's over, I got to kill both of you.
Thing was, what is it, $3.99 for one of those?
Big.
Go try to get a chicken sandwich like that at that price the with that much meat. Because it was thick, right, Rob?
Thick and big.
Yep.
The only thing I can do now is try to hike to the CDC in Atlanta.
All that talking about it.
Seriously.
You guys are lost causes.
If there was one in this room right now, I'd eat it.
Me too.
Yeah.
I want to go get some now.
Yeah, man.
All that talking about it.
Now I'm faced with a moral dilemma.
What?
Do I put you guys down or do I let you continue to turn?
You know what? But with fries too. They come with, they got good fries over at Popeyes.
Do you hear yourself?
The thing is, I ate the chicken
sandwich. Do you hear yourself?
And I didn't want to finish the fries. I wanted to get another chicken sandwich. It was driving me nuts. They have apple pies at the thing. It says, would you like one of our desserts? I said, does that mean another chicken sandwich? He said, no, apple pie. I said, no. Not unless it's a sandwich. That is such a good chicken sandwich.
And it's spread nationwide now.
Seriously, I'd hurt somebody to get one.
I'm alone.
They need to open up Popeyes like here in Estero.
And you guys won't be easy to take out. I think I got to chop your head off or something. Otherwise, you'll just regenerate.
You regenerate and go get another chicken sandwich.
Yep.
Best fast food sandwich.
All shuffling off to the Popeyes.
Very tasty. You got to admit, Rob, that was a damn good sandwich.
Best fast food sandwich I've ever had.
See them all shuffling up to the drive-thru. Pawing at the windows.
It's tasty. And it's crispy, and it's got a nice breading on it. And the chicken, you bite it, a lot of meat. It's thick.
And then on my way up there, ironically, I'll find a guy that used to work at Popeyes, but he's allergic to chicken, and he'll be the only guy that's immune to it other than me.
It's juicy on the inside.
But then, when they really start taking over, there will be no other food available except for a chicken sandwich, and he'll get hungry and he'll eat it.
You tell me if Dave didn't walk in right now with a Popeyes chicken sandwich, you wouldn't eat it.
Stan, you don't understand. I am able to enjoy a chicken sandwich socially.
Yeah.
It doesn't take over my life like it does yours.
I find it, even in my own condo.
I can just have one chicken sandwich.
No, I can't. I take it into my room and lock the door.
I don't think about it all the time.
Uh-huh.
I would not go out of my way to get one.
Oh, man.
It's different for me.
It's got to be about a 35-minute drive to LaBelle.
You know what? Some of us get together and socialize, and then there's a chicken sandwich. I know that I can have one.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't affect me like it does you. It doesn't make you a bad person.
It's a disease. I might have one for Thanksgiving, too. Instead of turkey, I'll just order everybody up Popeye's chicken sandwich.
Yeah, and why would you drink water when you can have a chicken sandwich?
Yeah, there's no need. I don't think I was that thirsty. I left three-quarters of the drink behind. Just that damn sandwich.
Yeah, you think about it. You don't really need anything else, do you?
No. Chicken sandwich. Because you get most of your liquids from the juiciness of the chicken.
Yep. And if you're not on your way to or from the Popeyes, you don't know what to do with
it's
yourself.
Nice and juicy. We got to take a break.
Yeah, we do. Because I got Maureen McGovern singing The Morning After on a loop in my friggin' head. In a moment.
Visit Jason and Todd at the Diamond District.
Hi, I'm Jason. You're in love and want to purchase a diamond. You have so many choices. You may be thinking, do I wait till I'm back in New York? Do I jump online and search the internet? Maybe I'll cruise over to the islands. Before buying a diamond, you owe it to yourself to give Todd and me an opportunity at the Diamond District.
Jason and I have the largest selection of GIA-certified diamonds in Southwest Florida. All are priced at or below the most competitive places in the world. We've partnered with De Beers in Canada and Africa. We've traveled to Israel, Antwerp, and India to select our diamonds. We want to offer you the best possible diamond buying experience.
Come see why more people choose the Diamond District than any other jeweler in Southwest Florida.
Visit Jason and Todd at the Diamond District.
And now, back to Haney's News
on the Stan and Haney Show.
I am Bill O'Reilly with today's good news. Here's Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, my colleague, Mark Haney.
Bill? Stan.
What? Seriously, I got map up here. I've got directions on my phone. It's the quickest way to get to that LaBelle one. They got one. Isn't there one on Fowler? Isn't there? Rob, is there one on Fowler?
Yeah, there's one on Fowler.
Oh, I'm going there. Well, if I can't get in there, I'll drive to LaBelle. And I don't like going there after dark.
East Naples.
I think they've got one on the Cape, one in Naples.
I can't. I'm not driving to the Cape. That's too dangerous.
So East Naples.
East Naples.
Yeah.
So you're telling me
what?
That you're going to leave here tonight
uh-huh.
and drive to LaBelle for a chicken sandwich.
If I can't get one on Fowler. Maybe I'll get one there, eat it, and then get to LaBelle and have another. Take two home.
Will you give me a fair chance to change your mind?
You ain't going to change it.
I just want to make sure that you're aware that there are options.
What?
Did you know that there is a Chick-fil-A virtually right across the street?
Yep, and I like Chick-fil-A's.
Do you know that there's a Wendy's? You can get a spicy chicken sandwich
there. No spicy one. That's and by the way, the Popeyes, it's real spicy.
And you know, we have diners and various mom-and-pop restaurants.
All.
They all offer a chicken sandwich.
Yep, like them all.
Do you understand that you have a problem when you're willing to drive to effing LaBelle?
I am going
for a chicken sandwich.
Today, before 11, I'm going to go to the Fowler, LaBelle, East Naples. I ain't going to the Cape Coral one; too dangerous. It's dangerous enough going to LaBelle, but I'm getting them.
You're going to various locations.
Yeah, I'm
going to
spend the evening driving around, bag them up.
So. You'll be eating a chicken sandwich as you're driving to the next Popeyes?
Mm-hmm.
Is there no way for me to convince you that you have a problem?
Is there anything wrong with enjoying a wholesome chicken sandwich? I mean, chicken.
Not in...
Pork, chicken, beef, it's all fish, it's all in the group. I'm going to get some chicken.
No, there's nothing wrong with that until, Stan, you can't seem to leave the chicken sandwich in its proper place.
I'm not even getting anything with it. No fry. I'm not going to get the combo. I'm not going to get the drink and the fries or the apple pie that they try.
What do you mean at the first Popeyes?
I'm just getting the chicken sandwich.
And then you're driving to the next Popeyes location.
I'll eat that one on the way to the next one.
Yeah.
Get one there, then go to East. I'm not going to Okeechobee, but then I'll go to East Naples. Not going to Cape Coral, though. I won't go up there.
Stan.
You got a toll there.
What you've just described is a loop. When are you going to sleep?
Well, I'll get back, 11, 12 o'clock at night. Be good and full. But I'll keep a couple in the fridge. For breakfast.
You mean like your grandmother did the Arby's that she'd bring from Connecticut to Florida?
She froze them.
Yeah, she froze them when she got to Florida. They sat in a cooler.
Yeah, I'm not keeping them in a cooler. I'm going to keep them, you know. I wonder if you can get like a refrigeration thing for your car. Yeah, I got a lot of room in the back there. Put it like a fridge.
Now, you know I looked into it, and yes, you can.
That's it. There we go. There it is right there.
Hello, I'm Bill Curtis of Investigative Reports. For our final story, here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Bill.
Oh, look, Immokalee has one, too. There we go.
A bunch of people are calling in. Lehigh Acres also has a Popeyes.
No, I can't. Stan. I can't. What?
The first step is to admit you have a problem.
I don't even like spicy foods.
If I have a problem with chicken sandwiches, I'm going to admit it. I have a problem with Popeye's chicken sandwiches. Rob, that's a good sandwich, isn't it?
It was. I don't even like spicy foods, and the spicy one was delicious.
Do you know what? What you say doesn't make any sense, because when I ask you what's so good about it, you know what Rob said?
What?
Oh, they put the pickles in the right place.
They did.
Perfect pickle placement.
For Christ's sake.
Virtually every bite of that sandwich you get one of those pickles right there with it.
I don't understand the difference between this and any other chicken sandwich. Because it's not that you just want a chicken sandwich. You want that chicken sandwich.
I feel sorry for you that you can't enjoy a chicken sandwich like Rob and I can.
People are dying.
I know. And I can see where they're coming from. Told you. I'll push a kid right to the ground.
What story am I on?
Your last story. Keep lecturing me on how I shouldn't eat a chicken sandwich.
Well, you shouldn't. I don't even think I know you anymore, man. 52-year-old John Earl Picard got pulled over near Tampa Sunday night. Now, we don't know if he'd had any chicken sandwiches, but I wouldn't be surprised.
You know, he had some sitting on that passenger side, a bag of Popeye's chicken sandwiches riding shotgun.
He was pulled over for driving over 90 miles an hour in a 55 zone.
Yeah, he's trying to get to that LaBelle Popeye's before they close.
When the officer asked him why he was driving like a maniac...
Popeye's chicken.
He blurted out he had to get home in a hurry because he was out cheating on his wife.
Oh.
That sounds to me like he's covering for chicken sandwiches.
Yep, I only have one mistress, and it's a crispy chicken sandwich from Popeye's.
Now, apparently, for a minute, the cop might have thought about giving the guy a break. But he didn't, and his instincts were right on, because when he was ordered out of the car and searched, he found a small bag of crack in his shirt pocket. Now, we can only assume that he was about to sell that crack to buy a chicken sandwich.
What else would you do that for?
He freely admitted he purchased the crack for $50. So on top of the speeding ticket, he's facing one count of felony drug possession and now has it in a police report that he was out messing around on his wife. That is a public record. He is due in court early next month, assuming he makes it that long with his chicken sandwich addiction.
Got a guy right now texting us. He's in LaBelle right now, pulling into the Popeyes.
Jesus, this is how it ends. This is the end. And that's the news for today, Wednesday, Rolvember 13th.
Double M-X-I-X.
The next time you hear me, I'll be on underground radio from a hidden location broadcasting to the survivors.
As someone just kindly pointed out, tables have turned, Mr. Haney, from Inside Out Burgers.
What?
You're In-N-Out Burgers.
Oh, you said Inside
Whatever.
Out. In-N-Out Burgers are awesome.
Oh, yeah, and you'd do anything to get one of them.
Yeah, but I can't.
Huh?
I know I can't.
What if they had an In-N-Out Burger right in town? You'd go.
Yeah, I'd quit my job and just sit on the curb.
There he is, little Mark Haney telling it.
like it.
Jason and Todd from the Diamond District bringing us news. We'll be back. Stan and Haney.
That's different.
A lot of people ask, how did Stan and Haney get this gig? It's actually an interesting story. You see, they were hanging out in a Home Depot parking lot, all liquored up before sunrise, when Brad Beasley drove up, yelled something at them in Spanish, showed them a $10 bill, and told them to get into his truck pronto. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Look at this. Absolute Law text line. Big fight out of Popeyes. Not sure where. It was on the news this morning. A Popeyes employee was selling the chicken sandwiches out the back door, marked up for a profit.
Whew. Good thing I wasn't driving by there. Let's get you updated.
All right, one thing on the board. Fort Myers crash, Summerlin Road, and Hawks Landing Drive. And you are up to date. Let's laugh.
Time now for another Stan and Haney stand-up comedy classic. Classic comedy the way it used to be on 96 K-Rock.
See a lot of interesting people travel around. Saw a grown man once with a tattoo of a dragon on his face. I don't know what he did. I'm guessing probably like a CEO or a lawyer or professor of some kind. Really? Really? Your face? You're going to put a tattoo on your face. And dragon. That's what you want to highlight? That's your first impression on everyone you meet the rest of your life, dragon face. I seriously doubt that guy's waking up every morning, looking in the mirror and going, ha! Awesome! Yes! Carpe diem! That guy made me think, though, like, what if I had to get a tattoo on my face? What would I get? Like one of those weird hypotheticals, like, what if somebody made me? What would I pick? Like, if a madman held me down in an alley, he was like, I'm gonna put a tattoo on your face! But I'm gonna let you pick it out. Oh, you're crazy, but you're fair. Alright, I'll play your game. I get the best one ever. I'd get a tattoo of my face. Same size as my face, but slightly to the left. And I'd wait outside a 3D movie theater and ruin people's lives.
Have yourselves a great evening. Lord willing, we're back here tomorrow at 2 o'clock. We'll do it all over again. We're the Stan and Haney Show, 96 K-Rock, and we leave you this afternoon with this. It's a pleasure to have the man on himself. We all know him as Dr. Robert Morgan. Chick Woods is with us. Chick, welcome.
Well, thank you so much for that wonderful, wonderful welcome.
Well, and it's a pleasure having you on, sir.
My people have told me what a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful program that you have. And it is a pleasure to speak to one of the true gentlemen of broadcasting, indeed. And may I say, your timing is impeccable.
How so, sir?
Because I was recently de-intubated. So I'm finally able to speak with my natural voice. And it is such a, you know, we take these things for granted.
Oh, absolutely.
But it is so wonderful to finally speak and be able to speak and be understood.
Well, let me ask you right off the bat, Chick, before we go down memory lane. This is what I was afraid of. What about the demise of soap operas? We just lost Days of Our Lives. We were talking earlier. There were literally tons of soap operas. You were among them, one of the biggest stars. What do you think about this? Sir, are you okay? Do you have anybody taking care of you, sir?
Yes, I'm very fortunate that there's... I'm sorry, I'm just a bit dizzy.
Sure. Dr. Robert Morgan, everybody, from Sunset Sanity.
They have a wonderful facility here for people who have paid their SAG dues over the years.
What, are you in an actor's home?
Well, it's a facility.
A facility.
It is paid for by someone other than me. That's
okay,
all
I understand.
I'm told it's for artists.
Talk to me about this. This is so amazing because television was in its infancy when you had to do the double screen when you were in the wheelchair after that horrible car accident as Dr. Robert Morgan and your evil twin brother Eddie, played by you. Sir, you okay? Hello. Oh, man. Somebody in California. Where in L.A.? Are you capable of talking about the golden era of soap operas? Are you able to communicate to me what that's like, or am I going to listen to more of your wheezing, coughing, and delirium? Hello? Sir? Sir? Oh, my God. The great Chickwood's Dr. Robert Morgan. Yes, sir.
Yes. You know, probably the thing that sticks with people the most is the show was so groundbreaking.
The show was groundbreaking. You, on the other hand, left the show.
I became beloved as Dr. Robert
You
Morgan.
Were. And then what happened to you? You got kicked off the show. Apparently you did time for racketeering and a cocaine bust, five marriages, alcoholism.
That's because we had a couple of communist writers.
Oh, come on.
That thought, no, I'm not kidding. They were on the blacklist in the McCarthy days.
Uh-huh.
Known communists.
Yeah.
And they decided to break me by forcing me to not be Dr. Robert Morgan, but his evil twin Eddie for three long years.
That was groundbreaking, where you played two roles. Groundbreaking.
And then, of course, Star Wars had just come out.
What does that have to do with you on a daytime soap opera?
Because the technology changed, you see, so that then I could have an actual fist fight with myself. And that's when Dr. Robert Morgan was killed.
Right, and Dr. your character was killed off. They did the fist fight, but you had problems.
And then it came up, my contract came up for renewal.
Yes.
And they said, quite frankly, this contract was offered for the leading role of Dr. Robert Morgan. And quite frankly, since Dr. Robert Morgan has been killed off,
not you're out of work.
Idea, your idea is we don't really have a use for a psychopathic Eddie here.
Right. And you were out of work.
At that point, I went to work full time for Selsun Blue.
The dandruff shampoo.
Yes. I would travel from city to city. They'd install a nice end cap in the store with Selsun Blue.
And you'd lather up.
And I would have a folding chair and a small table, and I would answer any question people had about clinical dandruff. And it went very, very well. It was very lucrative. And I probably bit off more than I could chew.
By doing a dandruff demonstration?
Well, I remember it well. I was in Topeka, Kansas, in a grocery store when a gentleman wearing a suit approached me and asked me if I was aware of a medical condition called simple chronic halitosis. And
there you go. You're gone.
Blue skies. Every day's a gift.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.